Wouldn't it be amazing if life were like a digital video game? If things were going along and they weren't going along well, you could just hit the reset button. And with the reset button, you could know where you are, start over again, and everything's all forgiven. So you just reset. Well, that's the way it is in the kingdom of God, especially when you make business decisions day in and day out. Today, this week, sometime, you're going to want to hit the reset button. The beauty about God's kingdom and kingdom companies is you can hit the reset button anytime. You can start over from square one. Well, actually, you can start over from square eternity. And you can begin to looking at today as if it's a new start, a new beginning. Doesn't matter what decisions you've made, what mistakes you've made, how difficult things are, God's got a reset button. It happens new every morning. When you hear that scripture, and it is His mercy and His grace and His love are new every morning, they're abounding. That's God's reset button. It's His way of allowing us to be able to move forward with confidence, not looking back, but looking forward to this day. These are tough times, but in the tough times, it's when we really do need to use God's reset button as much as we can and as often as we can. There is no limit to the number of times you can reset. Now, if you keep resetting because of the same mistakes, the same path, and you think that hitting a different reset button will get you to a different place on the game, it won't. Hit your reset button, but change paths, change courses. Go back to the way that you think God would have you go, and through that still, small, quiet voice that speaks into your head, know that the path you're taking this day is the right path. Lord, I pray that you would help us all this day to hit our reset buttons and know that you are God and that you are able. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.